the stories are so emotional. What had the greatest impact on you over the years?
Seeing a 95-year-old man cry at what he went through, or my friend that just passed away at 100 years and 8 days. He was in the Bataan Death March. He talking about his buddy being bayoneted right off his left shoulder, and he knew he was going to be next. There were about 75,000 men in the Bataan Death March, about 10,000 Americans, 65,000 Filipino. And he still, now he didn't get emotional, but Don Goss, who lived out on M50, who was at Normandy on D-Day, he got wounded about the 14th day, and he got his jaw blown off by a sniper, but he cried, and he cried many times, and it wasn't just what he went through, but thinking what his buddies went through. So to see a 95-year-old man, or at the time he might have been 86, 88, tear up and cry. I mean, sometimes Don would sob, and I asked his wife one day, she was right on camera, but not on camera, right next to him. They'd been together since 1943. This was about 2010, and he started to sob, and I said to Mrs. Goss, I said, should I turn this off? And she said, no, he needs this.